99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Turn it up on demand.
You know, we scour the internet trying to find those situations where people are just having an issue reconnecting with a potential happily ever after.
And so you never know when you're going to have that spark in public, you know? It can happen anywhere. And if you're not ready to seize it, what do you do?
Poof. It could be gone. So you go to the misconnection section on Craigslist.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist missed connections.
Can I go first?
Sure.
All right. This one's titled, My 5-Year-Old Fought Your 5-Year-Old.
Oh, wow. Okay. This is going to be fun.
Man for woman. I was sitting in the bleachers reading the news on my phone when my son's match came up. I knew your kid was going to take him on because I saw you stand up and yell, give him hell, Brayden! After that, your son looked up at you proudly and you gave him the throat slash motion.
Oh, wow.
With
like
your
no mercy?
Yeah.
Dang.
That's when I knew my kid was in trouble.
Oh, boy.
And boy, was I right. For the next few minutes, I felt helpless as your Brayden landed blow after blow on my little guy.
Oh, no.
My child's scream only seemed to rile you up as you shouted, punish him, Brayden! Punish him!
Oh, wow.
If a mother like yourself can be that carnal and unforgiving in public, I can't imagine what you do behind closed doors.
Giggity.
I'd like to find out.
Oh, God.
How about a rematch between our two children? Maybe.
Maybe we leave them out.
Maybe an unsanctioned bout at my place while the All wife right. is away.
I'm sorry, back the truck up. The wife is in the picture? We have a wife?
Yeah, apparently.
Oh, man.
The kids can wrestle in the living room while you and I can wrestle in the bedroom.
Wow. Is the wife going to make snacks? This is great. What an arrangement.
Maybe you can teach me that pelvic blow that you taught Brayden. HMU!
Pelvic blow? Ow, that sounds painful.
Painful, yeah.
Yeah, all I right. don't know.
All right.
I feel like no on this one.
Oh, you do?
I feel like that's my first gut instinct.
All right, it's
Craigslist missed connections.
It's woman for man.
Okay.
I served your notice of eviction. Again.
Wow.
Love can sprout in the most unlikely of places.
Yes, it can.
I arrived at your apartment the other day, bright and early.
Mm-hmm.
You were the second person on my list of 13 evictees. But out of the 13, you were my favorite.
Oh, wow.
After I knocked, you came to the door disheveled and unshaven, looking like a poor man's Robert Downey Jr. during his troubled years, mixed with crazy Steve Buscemi eyes.
Oh, wow.
That paints a picture, doesn't it?
Sure does.
When I said you had exactly 10 minutes to get packed up and get out of your place, you laughed, lit up a cigarette, and offered me a smoke.
Oh, what a nice guy.
Now, I rarely succumb to the charms of the male species. But you had it going on that day. That's why I accepted your offer to come in, drink some bourbon, and smoke some ungodly stuff that still has me cross-eyed to this day.
Wow. On the job. Look at her.
You asked if you could have a little bit more time. So I moved you to the bottom of the list and told you I'd be back later on.
Oh, what a nice lady.
But when I returned, you and all of your inflatable furniture was gone.
Oh, no.
We've got to be honest, though. That's easy for moving, isn't it?
Yeah, you just deflate it. Sure, roll it up, yep. Put it in a bag.
The only thing that was left was a couple of empty Happy Time wrappers. I was intrigued, so I kept them to remember you by.
Oh. Weird?
Yeah, disgusting. I'd like to hang out again. Message me back. Or maybe I'll run into you again when I evict you from your next place.
She doesn't have confidence that he's going to keep a place.
No, I don't think
all
so.
All right, well.
Well, the inflatable furniture leads me to think that maybe he lives a bit of a nomadic lifestyle.
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe.
I think you're right. So again, these people are just trying to reconnect.
Yeah, I think on this one, though, we also say no.
All right.
We don't respond.
To each his own. It's Craigslist.